Bud in Stratford.
Good morning, everyone.
Uh-oh, he's happy. What's up, man? Good morning.
he's in the middle of it right now.
Did it just happen?
That would be fantastic. I would be a hero to myself if that was true.
Oh.
I was recently separated and, you know, had been with the same person for 30-some years.
Wow.
And next thing I know, I found myself in the back of a car on Main Street in Stratford right next to the liquor store.
Wow.
Liquor?
Didn't even know her.
How do you end up in the back seat?
Yeah.
No one had a place to go to.
Were you arrested?
That's correct. It was, yeah, we did not have a place to go in the moment, and we wanted to do it, so the parking lot seemed like the best place.
Gotcha.
And was this a first date? Was this, what was it?
I think we were on at least the fourth or fifth date.
Oh, okay.
Right, I was getting to know you portion.
And you stopped at the liquor store and then ended up in a backseat, or you were just driving along, or you planned it?
We just decided to pull over, basically.
That's great.
Nice.
I love it. And are you still with her?
No, it was a short-term thing, but,
okay.
He gave her money and said,
it was very fun. What's that?
That was the first time it was with someone different in over 30 years.
Right. Like being paroled from prison.
That is correct. I was like a high school kid again.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I hear you.
Good for you, man.
Nice. Look at you.
And how are things looking for you now?
You know what? Life is good.
Good for you.
We're moving forward.
Good. Good. Great attitude. All right, bud. You're in the running for Steve Miller tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Now, if you win them, don't do it out there in the parking lot.
Right. During Jungle Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lisa, East Haven.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Everyone's so happy.
How are you?
So what do you got?
I'm nervous, but anyway.
Well, don't be nervous.
We were in my car, and we were feeling very sexy. So we went to the beach, and it was already dark out.
Who was this?
So we were in the car.
How old were you?
Me and my guy. I'd rather not say his name.
That's
if
okay.
You don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
How old were you?
So we, oh God, I was probably about 22, 23.
Okay. So
and,
yesterday.
The car was rather small, and so we had to take off the T-top to have enough room.
Ah!
Like an elephant, like Dino in the Flintstones.
Right.
So it was kind of very public because we had like the top off the car, one of the tops anyway. But yeah, it was very memorable and very enjoyable, and that's my story.
Right, that's great.
Someone's like watching the car, saying that guy's making some strange faces at me over here. It looks like he's really, really puzzled, and all of a sudden he's really happy, and all of a sudden he's really puzzled again. He's trying to figure something out over here. I think he's trying to push.
I think the view is. Wow, that really tall person's driving the car backwards.
Right.
There you go.
And obviously, you can't figure it out. He looks puzzled.
It was a unique car, too. So.
Oh, nice. Well, T-tops, you know.
Yeah, and he wasn't unique.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Excellent job.
Car.
And good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jody in Southbury.
Hello.
Hey. What was that noise?
Good morning. I was expecting a different voice, but that's
That's okay.
Sure, that happens to you a lot.
Jody with a Y, yes.
Yeah, the hood of a car.
Oh.
The girl's mother's car, actually.
Nice.
It's a white snake. Mother only knew.
It's like a Whitesnake video.
Dangerous.
That's a weird.
I'm sure she asked about
it's not comfortable.
Dents.
No.
Mm-mm.
Right.
It's not comfortable.
I didn't have to pay for the dents.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? The ass probably left this, like, oil mark.
Yes.
So depending on the color of the car.
Ass oils, yeah.
If it's a white car, you probably won't see it. But if it's, like, a black or darker car.
Right.
It's like, what's that ass print?
Right. And for him, get the hood ornament behind you, so be careful going back. Whoa.
It was a Corolla.
Oh.
Oh, that's even.
Surprised you didn't total it.
Looks like it was stepped on by Godzilla.
Yeah. I dropped a broom.
It was just a hit and run.
Yeah. How long ago was it?
Long time ago, 30 years.
Ah.
Maybe more.
Back in the day.
Right. It was an old Corolla.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm young and dumb.
Yeah. Well, you have no place to go.
Right.
Mm. No. Well, it was at an old fairground that was abandoned.
Oh. Why the hood and why not the banks? Oh, well, it was a Corolla. All right. Never mind. I answered my own question.
There was still one ride left.
I hope it wasn't sitting out in the sun.
It was the last ride in the park.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. The fair's on again.
Luckily, it wasn't waxed.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thank you, Jody.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Yep. Jody's in the running for the tickets. Steve Miller, Rick in Fairfield.
Morning.
Morning to you, sir.
I'm good.
Good. Just,
after Superstorm Sandy, my girlfriend and I went out to inspect coastal damage.
Is that the term for it? And I'm going to check coastal damage over here.
Yeah, better in submarine races.
Exactly right.
But we ended up out at the lighthouse and found that the door had gotten open by the storm.
Oh.
So we decided to check it out.
Nice.
And went, toured through and ended up in the light in the top.
Nice.
No kidding.
Right.
360 degree view of Long Island Sound.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, and your ass.
I can't disclose anything else. It's probably a federal offense.
Wow. Yep. Which lighthouse?
One out in the Sound.
Okay.
One out in the Sound, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Right. There's a whole bunch of them. That's good.
Since then, we picked up a habit of doing it near and around and possibly in again.
Yeah, that's the nickname for your penis now, the lighthouse.
Exactly.
You want to visit the lighthouse?
Exactly. Let's go in the lighthouse. Let's save a ship.
That's great.
Nice.
I love it.
It was either that or the boat at the boat show.
Oh.
The boat show.
Oh, so you also did in a boat at the boat show?
Yeah.
You were testing out the cabin? In the hatch.
Right.
I mean, the boat or her?
In the head.
Right. In the head. Oh, the bathroom.
Wow.
At the boat show. Wouldn't the boat shake?
A little bit, but it was a big boat.
Okay. It's a very nautical theme you have here. Boats and lighthouses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Are you a boater?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
There was a motorboat in ground, yes.
There's a motorboat thing in here somewhere. All right, Rick, thank you.
Thank you.
We're talking about the most public place you did it. Doesn't have to be, you know, crazy.
It's like greatest hits over here.
Yeah, I love it. The tribe's stepping up. Everybody's in the running for Steve Miller tickets. Tim in Stanford.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Morning to you, sir.
So about 5 years ago, we were riding around, by the Goodspeed.
Opera House.
So, kind of started in the front seat of the car, and we ended up going out on the hood, which usually the road is pretty quiet at nighttime at 2 in the morning.
Was she hitting some notes?
It is the Goodspeed Opera House.
We were on the hood, doing it, and there was like 15 cars going by, beeping the horn, screaming out the window.
It was quite the performance.
Yes.
Bravo! Bravo!
Encore!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that Frankenstein scene when she sings.
Yes.
Oh, sweet Mr. Lightless, I found you.
Wow. She had the top, too, so he had a bird's eye view.
Nice. Very nice. See that? You made music.
Not the opera I was looking for.
What, make a spaghetti?
Meatballs.
You know what I mean?
An average
gone by, so over the headlight, they can see it perfectly.
That's funny.
Tim, thank you, man. You're in the running.
Thank you.
You're suddenly Italian.
Figaro.
I think he's done.
Yambo, yambo.
Oh, no.
Yambo.
That guy's yelling at traffic.
Beth and Waterbury.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've heard some pretty great stories so far. Let's see if I can top them.
Cool. You don't have to top.
It's not a competition.
You just call yours, and everybody gets in the running for Steve Miller tickets.
Yeah.
Sounds great. So it was my 21st birthday, and the guy I was with at the time took me out. We had a few drinks. He was driving me home, and I got a little frisky. I decided to get on top of him while he was driving.
Oh.
And he was driving a standard.
Oh.
He was still able to stay on the road. I was able to finish what I was doing, and then we got pulled over by the cops.
Wow. Didn't miss a shift.
And very impressive.
Right, didn't blow his clutch. Yep.
Yep. We got pulled over, but I hopped off quick. He came over, and he questioned us, and he was asked doing what he thought we were doing.
Well, you were looking right at him in the rearview mirror. It's kind of hard. This guy's got two heads, and one's looking right at him. And he's right behind you.
Doing
anything.
Luckily, I knew him, so he's like, just get her home. We know nothing. Just get her home.
Just get her home. Right.
Get her home.
Right.
It's funny.
But he was able to drive that standard while I was doing what I was doing. It was pretty amazing.
Yep. Like a rock video.
All right.
Yep.
Awesome. Beth, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, something cool.
Stephanie on the road.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mouthpiece.
So I have a lot of places that I've done, but I'm going to pick one story because it's got more stuff that happens. We were on our way to the wedding, like a wedding for our friends, and obviously I started going at it while we were at the road. He almost crashed the car, but we were good. And then when we got to the parking lot, we did it in the car. And then at the wedding, we did it in the stall. And then we went out by the dumpster afterwards.
Wow.
And then still did it at the hotel room as well.
Holy cow.
Seriously.
Like rabbits.
I lost count.
Right.
I mean, this was in the beginning of the relationship.
Right.
Obviously, you know. But, yeah, I think, like, twice a week is not going to do it for me if I'm with someone. Like, it's got to be something every day. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm guessing the photographer followed you guys around instead of the bride and groom. This couple's more fun.
That's fine. Whatever.
That is great.
Wow. He must be so tired by now.
That's one hell of a wedding.
Seriously, the guy looked old by the end of the day.
I would have still gone if he could have kept going after.
Did you get to eat your meal? Like, did you have time to eat?
Define meal.
Of course. You gotta regenerate somehow.
She ate quite a bit.
Yeah, I think she had several servings.
Got it.
Yes.
I had plenty of protein.
And dessert, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you.
Alrighty.
You're in the running.
Thank you.
I dumped a little bit of that just to be safe.
Exactly, yeah. I want to go in the boss's office later, yeah.
Jack in Waterbury.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, we were in Block Island a couple of years ago, a bunch of friends, myself, our girlfriends. We were taking a walk up to the far side of the island, if you guys are familiar, towards like Dead Eye Dicks up that way.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly, that long road. So there was a road coming up on the left that has a little bridge. Me and my girlfriend took a detour, and I kept tugging on her pant leg like a little kid. I saw a trail with this big open flower field. We took her back there, and we had a good time back there. It was very sandy. It was like that marsh type area.
What do you mean we took her back there? Like you,
yeah, but you and yourself,
we,
not, right?
But like you and your pee-pee?
You and O'Henry?
No, me and my little friend, I guess.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
I guess.
Okay. You want something? Okay. You want a piece of me?
Big brain, I call him.
Say hello to them.
Big brain and little brain.
Yeah.
Say hello to the bad guy.
That's great.
And she never let me go for this joke. I said, next to Dead Eye Dicks, we should open up the Sandy Clam after that one.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just,
boof.
Yeah. Just for, you know.
Boom.
I don't get screwed later on by the boss.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
Anyway, guys, have a good one.
You too. Right, thank you.
Man, got a lot of good stories.
Dude, a lot of bragging going on here.
It's good. This is what we want.
Exactly, yes.
Michelle from Seymour.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening?
You tell us.
So, this isn't about me, but it's something my boyfriend and I witnessed at Gulf Beach in Milford.
Uh-oh.
So, you know they got that wall there?
Yes.
That you can kind of park? So, we're parked there at like 2 a.m. one night, just hanging out, chilling, watching, doing nothing. And next to us, about two cars over, some car pulls up. They're blasting music and whatever. You could hear them singing. So, this older couple gets out, and they sit on the wall, and they start making out. So before you know it, he's got her dress above her waist, and he's eating her right on the wall.
Okay, all right. Okay. Dump button.
Okay. All code words.
So they're having a good time.
All right.
Yes. Right, right, right.
Code words.
Okay.
Right. Code words here. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We heard everything.
You heard everything. Okay, good. And so did the folks across the water.
Sounds like you saw everything.
Right, yes.
Heard everything.
Lived everything.
Lived everything.
Right, right.
He said, honey, I may not be 100% this time, but I'll be 150% next time.
And what is your battery?
That's the worst when you have to say something at the end.
Right.
You know,
when there's a slogan.
Normally I'm much better.
Yeah, you know,
next
it's a long
time.
Day and I worked hard and, you know.
Yeah. All right, Michelle.
Drinking. Yes.
Good finish. Thank you.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.